Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a terrible thing happened over the weekend. It was a jihadist atrocity in Nigeria. More than 50 people, it may have been 100, were slaughtered at St. Francis Catholic Church during Mass. And jihadist gunmen, there are a number of them, went into the church and mowed down the crowd. And then there's some outside who mowed down the people trying to run away. Now, I've talked about this before, but there is a slow Islamicization of Africa, much like the Islamicization of Asia 1,000 years ago. Christians in Nigeria and in the Congo and a lot of other places are simply being genocided. Jihadists will go into a hospital and they'll go down the beds and say, "What's your religion?" And Christians are murdered in their beds. In Nigeria, fairly recently, there was a woman, a Christian woman who was a university student, who was beaten to death and burned, killed by a mob because they claimed that she had posted a blasphemous message about the prophet. There was another man who was killed and burned because he had an argument with a Muslim cleric. This has got to stop. I was glad to see that Joe Biden has sent troops and also is bombing Al-Shabaab headquarters, Al-Shabaab encampments in Africa. But it should be a foreign policy objective of the United States that we do not want the Islamization of Africa. It's coming down from the north, and it's simply murder. You know, Islam, the word means submission, and jihad, the word means struggle. And it's a struggle to either forcibly convert or murder the host population. And nobody is paying attention to this, absolutely nobody. Europe has not paid attention to it. And as a result, you have, frankly, a slow Islamicization of Europe. The United States has got to pay attention to it. And our immigration policy is not recognizing this. It is imperative that we keep jihad out of this country and that we expel all vestiges of jihad. And the fact of the matter is that it is incompatible with democracy. It's incompatible with liberal Western democracy. There are many, many fine people from that persuasion, but they themselves are killed by people who set themselves up as executioner, judge, and decider of theological issues. Anwar Sadat was a great man, murdered by his guards. The governor of the Punjab stood up for a Christian woman who'd been sentenced to death for blasphemy because somebody lied about her. And he was killed by his bodyguard, and thousands of people showed up for the funeral of his bodyguard. It has got to be the policy of the United States that we will not tolerate this in a liberal democracy. And that means that the Democratic Party, our immigration policy, has got to change. And you're hearing this now in this show, but I'm very angry that in Nigeria now, more than 50, probably 100 people were just mowed down during Mass. And nobody is paying attention to it. Nobody is paying attention to it. Okay. Let's go to something humorous. Sergey Lavrov, the genocidal pervert, sadist, just like Putin, was the foreign minister of Russia, decided to fly to Serbia. Why? Because Serbia considers itself an ally of Russia. They're both Slavic countries. They're both Russian Orthodox. And but Serbia has a real decision to make because they want to be included in the EU for financial and trade reasons. They want to be in the EU, but obviously the EU has barred Sergey Lavrov and anybody else from Russia from using European airspace. He canceled his trip. Why did he cancel his trip? He canceled his trip because Bulgaria, North Macedonia, and Montenegro wouldn't let them use their airspace. And you really can't get, you cannot get to Serbia by air without going over some restricted airspace. And good for them. God bless them. Bulgaria especially, because Bulgaria is not a wealthy country and it's very near Russia, but they stood tall. North Macedonia, why do they call it North Macedonia? Because they had a dispute with Greece. Greece, remember Philip of Macedon? Philip of Macedon, Alexander the Great's father. You know who Alexander the Great's teacher was? Aristotle. They think they're Macedonians too. They like the name Macedonia, so they break away, call themselves North Macedonia. And Montenegro, God bless them, very, very small country. They put in for NATO. They were one of the last ones to get in. You know who filibustered it? Rand Paul. Rand Paul is pro-Russian, pro-Putin, filibustered Montenegro. And then it took a lot of monkey business in the Senate. It took a lot of monkey business in the Senate to get Montenegro past Rand Paul's filibuster. And they stood tall. So Sergey Lavrov did not get to go to Serbia. Now, could he call Serbia? Yeah, of course he could call Serbia. Could he email Serbia? Of course he could do all of that. But the truth of the matter is that not being able to go there and not being able to supposedly muster some kind of support from a European country was a good thing. And hats are off, absolutely hats are off. Hats are off to Bulgaria, North Macedonia, and Montenegro. And while we're at this, there's a couple of other things that I want to hit. And this has nothing to do with Sergey Lavrov in Bulgaria, North Macedonia, and Montenegro. But there are glimmers of hope in the Republican Party, and it's kind of a weak signal, but it's beginning to look like Ron DeSantis, whom I don't think is any good and I don't want him as president, is starting to beat Donald Trump in various conservative straw polls around the country. Now, DeSantis would be a disaster as president, but he doesn't have any name recognition in the general public. And I think we'd have a much easier time against him than Trump. Trump, it turns out, may announce very soon. His advisors are saying, for 2024, his advisors are saying, wait till after the November elections and so forth. But he's seeing people start to sniff around. And plus, he's an egomaniac. So he may announce sometime in the next couple of weeks, believe it or not. He may announce by July. And he just lost the Western Conservative Caucus straw poll to DeSantis. There's a straw poll in May here in Wisconsin in the Republican Party. He lost 38% to 32% to DeSantis. Now, I think this is a sign that people, as a Hutchinson of Arkansas has just come out against Trump and said, you know, we got to get rid of this guy. We can't have him in the next election. There is a growing sentiment, you know, who will bell the cat? You know, while the cat's away, the mice will play. The mice are afraid of the cat. Well, the mice are no longer afraid of the cat. And when that happens and they drag him down and either he doesn't run or he has to drop out of the race, that's going to be a very, very good thing for the party. The downside of that, and a good thing for the United States, the downside of that is we are going to end up possibly with a candidate, and I don't want to say worse than Trump, because Trump has a certain charisma that's really hurt the country, but somebody is unacceptable as president. So we're going to have to redouble our efforts in the presidential race in 2024. But in the meantime, be aware that Trump is getting chipped away at pretty significantly in these various straw polls. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.